The idea of the outside one becoming tar of majority is because it had a nifra and the nifra went away. That is a taira. No, if it has a simitum, the simitum goes away.
The taira, which is the right size,
whereas the stomach does not have a simitum,
fresh skin just remains,
which is the right size around it.
The chusam keeps the same stand.
Another, the outer one, which has a nifra.
So we have an outer taras,
and by having the fresh skin disappear,
the simitum went away and becomes tar.
Inside one is the haske,
because it doesn't have a simitum.
It was outside of it.
Outside is a full place.
So, and the first. Because the Tanakhama says
has the light skin
up for 7 weeks,
and Rabbi Kiva says
in between
for what 7 days
itself and in the Eretz,
which is a simetuma.
He says
no, it's not even a simetuma
for the outside one.
So
Sheberetz the Toyofor,
because
inside the Michi is another Tiras.
Michi has to be
a fresh skin in its entirety.
Look at that.
This mat of Holchala, the Michya disappeared because the Harris, the white part, covered it. If the inside one spread out into it, then it's a summa pisayim lepnimis. It's a sign of tumma for the earlier inside one because it stretched out. The chitzayna tahar. The chitzayna is tahar. If the chitzayin remained the same, after 2 weeks it becomes tar. If the outer one stretched and covered the michi in the center of it, the outside is tar, apnimis lahaskir, and the inner one, you lock him up for 7 weeks. A kiva that says either way it's tar means that whether this fresh skin, which is in between the inner mich and the outer one, get covered up from the outer one, or get it covered up from the inner one, either way it's tar. What it means to say is that it's coming from the outer one, so the outer one's losing its michia. If it's coming from the inner one, even though the inner one is stretching out, but since it's stretching out into another tsaras, that's not considered a pisoyan, and therefore it is not matam. The idea of the outside one becoming tar is because it had a michia and the michia went away. That is a taira. In other words, if it has a simetum and the simetum goes away, it's taira. Whereas if something did not have a simetum, it just remained intact, it keeps the same status. So the outer one, which had a michia, and by having the michia disappear, the simetum went away, it becomes tar. But the inside one, which didn't have a michia, the michia was outside of it. The Tanakhama says that you lock him up for 7 weeks, and Rabbi Kiva says for what 7 days, and that Rabbi Kiva says that either way it's tahar. Why is that so? Because he holds that if there's a, you have to look at the